and when he's sentenced later this year. Hamas says it's ready to negotiate a ceasefire deal with Israel.
The proposal was sent to mediators from Qatar and Egypt. Kirby told reporters that U.S. officials are working their way through that response. Hamas's official response reportedly contains a number of amendments, including a timeline for a permanent ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
ICE agents have arrested at least half a dozen migrants in the U.S. with suspected ties to ISIS. They were arrested recently in Philly, New York, and L.A. after crossing the southern border, but the feds say they weren't involved in any active plots. Dangerous storms are brewing in Florida. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen's tracking it.
The general flood watch runs right through Wednesday night into Thursday morning and is generally on a line from Port Charlotte over to Palm Beach and south, right on down through the lower portions of the state and into the Keys.
Meantime, parts of the southwest and west are still dealing with brutal heat. That heat wave heading east next. A federal judge struck down a law in Florida today that would have blocked gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The judge ruled that Florida went too far when it barred transgender minors from getting puberty blockers and hormonal treatments with their parents' consent. Dr. Jack Turbin runs the gender psychiatry program at UC San Francisco.
All major medical organizations have come out against these bans on care, including the American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, etc. So I think this is a good ruling.
The governor has vowed to appeal. Pamela Smart released a video today accepting full responsibility as an accomplice to her husband's murder in 1990.
You know, now that I am older and able to look back on things, I can see so many errors that I made and I can see how obscured my judgment was.
She's serving life in prison but asking a parole board for a sentence reduction. The Dow lost 120 points today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old woman died in a fatal ATV crash in Salem Lake Saturday night. The DNR is leading the investigation. May home sales rose slightly in Racine and Kenosha counties. It comes amid tight inventory and price increases. The lone Republican challenger to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dropped out, citing unspecified circumstances. A parade in Kenosha tomorrow will celebrate the Bradford High School girls softball state championship team. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There will be a celebration at City Hall. Kenosha city leaders are looking to approve a land swap between the school district and the city. It involves soon-to-be vacant school properties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers minicamp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are holding practices this week before their summer break. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, has the team ruled out using a one-year franchise tag on quarterback Jordan Love?
I don't think we'd ever say that. You know, things can change, but that's not what we're focused on. We've got, you know, a lot of time here, and I think the thought process is to get Jordan locked up and move forward that way.
The Packers announcing family night will be Saturday, August 3rd, the team holding a practice in pads inside Lambeau Field, followed by fireworks. Tickets still just $10 per person. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Blue Jays. For game two of their three-game series, the crew winning 3-1 last night. Milwaukee running out of pitchers. Pat Murphy telling reporters 25-year-old lefty Robert Gasser likely done for the season, along with Wade Miley, Brandon Woodruff. So that means 22-year-old right-hander Carlos Rodriguez will get his first major league start tonight for the Brewers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly cleared and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. Currently at 62 degrees.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. All right, I know you're waiting for it. It's our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest here on WRJN. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. All right, let me give you this hour's keyword. This hour's keyword is holiday. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. This is your chance to win. Just download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN page, and text holiday. Good luck.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sun machine. On the cloud of sun, I drink in the night. Take
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Just an old-fashioned love song.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Marsha.
Hey, Kurt.
Our old friend Marsha Connett's on the phone. And we were talking, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and we were kind of reminiscing about the old days and when you hosted the All Saints and You show on WRJN.
Right.
But we didn't really have a lot of time to talk about what you're up to these days.
Well, and actually what I'm up to these days, I've been doing for many, many years, but still doing it and pretty much doing it by itself instead of it and a lot of other things.
Yeah.
So I am still the Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy. And that means I kind of look after literacy programs in a 7-county area down here.
Wow.
And I love my job. I have the coolest people that I get to work with on a regular basis who themselves are just making amazing differences in people's lives. And it's just really kind of neat to be a part of all that.
Well, give me an example or two of some of the things that you work on a daily basis.
Oh, okay. Well, for instance, literally this week, I talked to Laura Sumner Kuhn, the executive director of the Racine Literacy Council. She informed me, and this absolutely blew my mind, that next year they will be celebrating their 60th year.
Wow.
Of providing literacy in Racine. Yes. I vaguely remember it was an early program of folks involved with the Junior League.
Oh, okay.
And it just sort of grew legs and became an independent program on its own.
Marsha, can you hang on a second? I want to talk more about this coming up in just a bit.
I sure can.
It's Kurt Vollman. That's Marsha Connett on WRJN.
Can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays here on WRJN.
Yeah! freedom for as long as I be. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by the demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is now running unopposed in his Republican primary. Andrew Sagilski abruptly dropped out of the GOP primary last night. He didn't say why. Meanwhile, Voss's political opponents are still trying to force a recall election this summer. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How's he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last 2 or 4 years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 36-year-old woman died in a Kenosha County ATV crash Saturday night. The sheriff's department says Samantha Pagot sustained fatal injuries when her ATV crashed into a ditch along 234th Avenue in the village of Salem Lakes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the DNR and the Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. Andrew Sagelski from East Troy announced late yesterday he's ending his campaign due to unspecified, quote, circumstances beyond my control. Sagelski said he only ran after being unable to recruit someone else to challenge Voss. A land swap deal is on the table in Kenosha. The agreement is between the Kenosha Unified School District and the city of Kenosha and involves several school buildings that will soon be empty. Under the proposal, Kenosha Unified would gain control of K-Tech East, while the city would acquire properties like Washington Middle, Jefferson, and the Jefferson Annex. Both sides still need to approve the deal. Both parties say new affordable housing is a top priority. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly cleared and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. Currently at 64 degrees.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. She's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Da, 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 da.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, one more time. Let me give you this hour's keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest here on WRJN. This hour's keyword is holiday. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. Download the Civic Media app. Find WRJN. Use that text button to send the keyword for your chance to win. We'll be right back. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Well, results from a survey regarding reading habits revealed that we still prefer physical books. That's good news because even in the age of TikTok, nothing beats the nostalgia of a paper cut.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Tracks of my tears.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I've been chatting with Marcia Connett here this afternoon. She is an advocate for literacy all across Southeast Wisconsin. And Marcia, you got started talking about the Racine Literacy Council.
And they're doing extremely well. They're providing literacy programs throughout the entire county of Racine. They have a family literacy program within their program services. And then they provide things like assistance with GED attainment to folks who maybe didn't finish their high school diplomas but want to do it now. They also work with refugees and immigrants who have come to this area and now need to learn English and need to be able to read and write in English. They also provide services to the average citizen of Racine who maybe doesn't feel like they read and write as well as they would like. So they really do some amazing stuff, and they do it with a very small staff, but a whole bunch of volunteers who all get trained in how to be a tutor, and they have been making lives better for almost 60 years. Wow. And they've got to be one of the oldest in the state.
And, you know, this time of year especially, I get thinking about this because now kids are done with school, or they will be done with school for the summer, and many of them won't pick up a book again until fall. So this is the time to not let it slide, you know?
Absolutely. Summer is the time for kids to read for fun and for parents to read for fun and to read with and to their kids, because the summer slide that teachers talk about is a real thing. And in fall, we just have to take this time to relearn all the stuff that we've forgotten over the summer. So yeah, you're right. Reading needs to be a part of everybody's summer.
Marcia, it's always great to talk with you. Can you come back and talk with us again sometime?
I sure can.
It's Kurt Vollman and Marcia Connett on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand, you know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray. Try to love one another right now.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. An emotional reunion between President Biden and his son Hunter today in Delaware following Hunter's gun conviction. CBS's Nicole Scott.